Epilogue 012.M31. The rift spat forth a stream of whirling energy as a ship broke through from the warp, its massive hull silhouetted against an impossible maelstrom of colours. The rift sealed as the battle barge cut its warp engines and plasma drives burst into life, leaving a stream of cobalt fire. An experienced onlooker would have known that something was amiss. Not all of the huge plasma nacelles were operating. Some remained dark. Debris trailed behind the immense warship, carried along by its mass for a while, like the tail of a comet, but slowly spinning away. There were great welts in the hull of the ship. Ragged gouges, meters deep, scarred its gun decks and weapons batteries. Craters marked the heavy armored plates. The mouths of flight bays were dark, landing decks within empty. Engines stuttering, wounded but not dead, the Terminus Est limped towards its destination. Over the following day, another 5 vessels manned by Kallas Typhon's grave wardens broke warp and followed their flagship. All bore similar wounds of battle to a greater or lesser extent. It was not just the fleet of the grave wardens that bore the marks of war. Scans detected ship hulls drifting lifelessly towards the inner worlds of the system, while radiation sweeps indicated recent combat. A battle had been fought here, very recently indeed. In the massive strategium of the Terminus Est, the mood was pensive. It was impossible that long-range AuSpex had not detected the approach of the battered Death Guard flotilla. Those scanners that remained operational reported a few contacts with system monitor vessels. None of them would have been a match for even the smallest ship of the Legion flotilla. They retreated before Typhon's advance, close enough to watch, far enough to avoid attack. Typhon, Vios, and the other officers remained at their posts, though even their superhuman resources were almost depleted. Typhon had not known such exertion, such exhaustion, as he had experienced over the last year of dueling with Corswain of the Dark Angels. The Lion Sun was a merciless foe when riled. Only the comfort that he did the Plague Father's work sustained the desolate captain. His faith, his belief that reward would be at hand, gave him strength to continue. A strength he had never received from his Primarch.
"Large warship, 300,000 kilometers ahead,"
Vios announced from the scanning arrays. The right-hand side of the captain's face was a mask of burned flesh and blood from a plasma discharge. There was a milky cast to his eye as he looked at his commander. Such was his fatigue, Typhon thought at first that he had imagined the moment.
Battle barge, Vios confirmed. First Legion, on a closing course.
Damn Corswain, Typhon snarled. Well earned is his title of the Hound of Caliban. He dogs us without fail. If there is one warship here, there will be more.
The recent battle, perhaps our signals for aid, have been answered by the Legion.
Shaking his head, Typhon was about to order that the flotilla come about when a call from Herklin at the comm unit interrupted him.
We are being hailed, the sergeant declared without ceremony.
Titles and formal addresses had been one of the first casualties of the ongoing battles.
An open Legion channel, visual stream, no encryption.
A demand for surrender,
said Vios, his mutilated mouth slurring the words.
I think we are well past that, replied Typhon.
Intrigued, he signaled to Herklin to accept the broadcast. The main display flicked from the strategic overview to a large face. His thick, dark hair was cropped almost to the scalp, cheeks and chin covered by a carefully shaped beard. There was a darkness under the eyes, and a few more creases than Typhon remembered, but he recognized the face immediately.
"Welcome back to Zaramund, old friend," said Luther.
That was Angels of Caliban by Gav Thorne, read by John Banks. This work is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2016.